Coming out of your mind, but the snow is too high。欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 聪明的私房拷贝，又到了我们今天已经学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要继续的和 Vincent 来分享这一部根据名著改编的电影《了不起的盖茨比》。
Hello everyone, this is Vincent. I'm very glad to see you again today. And today we're going to continue the tour through the story of the Great Gatsby.
昨天我们说到呢 Gatsby 终于跟 Tom 摊牌了，坦诚了他和 Daisy 的私情。
She never loved you. She only married you because I was poor and she was tired of waiting. It was a terrible, terrible mistake. But in her heart, she never loved anyone but me.
但在这个过程当中呢，其实我们看得出来 Daisy 是很犹豫的，她无法否认她的确爱过 Tom， 也做不到像 Gatsby 要求的那样和 Tom 以及她过去的生活一刀两断，所以呢 Tom 也坚信 Daisy 是不会离开自己的。
No, she is not leaving me. She's certainly not.A common swindler like you.
显然对 Gatsby 早有防备的 Tom 已经是把他调查的一清二楚了。他告诉 Daisy， Gatsby 根本就不是什么名门望族，他的钱也来路不明不白。
He announces to his wife that Gatsby is a criminal whose fortune comes from bootlegging alcohol and other illegal activities. Pushed to his breaking point, Gatsby screamed in rage at Tom, which quite frightened Daisy.
The only respectable thing about you old sport is your money. Your money, that's it.I have just as much as you. That means we're equal.
Oh, no, no. We're different. I am, they are, she is. We're all different from you. You see, we were born different. In our blood, we are nothing that we do. We are very appeal. A dream of it. Let us take that. A girl like this.
Gatsby looked in that moment as if he had killed a man. My sincerest apology. I didn't do it.
其实呢 Tom 打一开始就看不上 Gatsby， 他认为呢像 Gatsby 这样的人不管多么的有钱都和他们这样的贵族是不一样的，他天生身份就很卑贱。
Tom to Gatsby 不无嘲讽地说道， You see, we were born different. It is now blood. 你看我们注定不一样，这是与生俱来的。 It ain't nothing that you do or say or steal or dream up can ever change that. 无论你做什么说什么偷什么或者梦想出什么，都无法改变这个事实。
在 Tom 这样的刺激下呢 ，Gatsby 终于失控了，而他的愤怒也吓坏了 Daisy。所以呢，不管 Gatsby 如何的道歉和解释 ，Daisy 已经意识到了 Gatsby 是不属于他的世界的。
She asks to leave and goes with Gatsby, this time in his car. Later that night, Myrtle manages to flee from her husband, rushing out onto the street. She sees Gatsby's yellow car approaching and runs towards it.Believing the driver to be Tom, after seeing him in the same car earlier, she struck and killed.
随后开车回家的 Tom, Nick 和 Jordan 途经这里的时候发现 Myrtle 已经死了。
Tom tells George, Meadow's widowed husband, that the yellow car belongs to Gatsby.
Who holds the yellow car? Tell it to Gatsby. Dear Gatsby. He's a crook, George. Yes.Close his parties, the papers were always talking about him.
So maybe he was the one who was fooling around with Myrtle. Maybe that's why I killed her.
Maybe. God, I know that knows.
God, I know that knows.
在他们家的院子里 ，Nick 看到了 Gatsby， 显然呢 Gatsby 也被吓坏了。
Nick finds Gatsby lingering outside the Buchanan's mansion, where Gatsby reveals that Daisy had been the one who was driving.
Hello, old spoon. What are you doing?
Just sitting here.
Yes, I see that.
See any trouble out on the road?
That woman you ran down is dead, Jay.
I thought so. I told Daisy that I
thought... Daisy, that's true. Do you hear yourself? How could you do that? What's wrong with you? You're nothing but a goddamn coward.
There's no point in
that. No point. What about that woman?
There's no point. She was killed instantly.
Let's go open. I was there. I saw her.
I understand. It was my fault. This woman, she rushed out at us as if she was trying to speak to us. It all happened so quickly. I tried to see time, but it was Daisy. See, after we left New York, she was very nervous. She thought the driving would steady her. This woman, she rushed out at us. It all happened so quickly. It wasn't her fault, you see.No one must know that Daisy was driving. Promise.
Jay, you should go home and get some rest.
I'm going to wait here. I'm going to wait here all night if necessary.
No. That's not a good idea.
He tries to bother her about that unpleasantness this afternoon. If he tries to bother her, if he tries any brutality on her,
Tom won't touch her. He's not even thinking about her.
I don't trust him.
All right. You wait here. I'll see if there's any commotion.
Would you? Thank you, old sport.
虽然把 Daisy 送回了家，但是 Gatsby 不敢离开，他怕因为下午的事呢 Tom 回家之后会打骂 Daisy， 所以不管 Nick 怎么劝， Gatsby 还是坚持要再留下来看看动静。
为了安慰 Gatsby， Nick 自告奋勇要进去看看情况。 Alright, you wait here, I'll see if there's any commotion. 好吧，你就等在这儿，我去看看有什么动静。我们来讲一下 commotion 这个词， C-O-M-M-O-T-I-O-N， 这词的意思是骚动骚乱。那么这个词可以讲一下构词法，它的前半截 com c o m 这个词根是一起的意思，而后面的 motion m o t i o n 的意思是动作行动，那么在一起动作在一起行动的意思就是骚乱。我们再举一个例子啊， The commotion in the classroom attracted the headmaster's attention， 教室中的喧闹吸引了校长的注意。
那么 Nick 回到了 Tom 和 Daisy 的家，看到了什么呢？这个时候呢 Tom 也知道了 Daisy 开车撞人的真相，他正在安慰 Daisy 说自己会把事情处理好的，所以这么看来呢 Gatsby 的担心是完全没有意义的，这个时候的 Daisy 已经完全倒向了 Tom 一边。而半夜里 Nick 终于等到 Gatsby 也回家了， Gatsby 把车藏进了车库里，并且兴奋地告诉 Nick Daisy 答应会和他一起走的。
In spite of everythingGatsby is convinced that Daisy will call him the next day.
You know, Jay, with everything that's happened, you ought to go away. Tonight, they'll trace your car.
Go away? No, can't leave now. That's not.
Jay, do you understand that a woman has been killed?
Daisy's going to call in the morning, and we'll make plans to go away together.
Daisy, she
needs time to think things through. That's all. We're talking.
Thank you.
She just needs time to think.
No, Jay, with Daisy,
she just needs time to think. She's going to call in the morning.
虽然 Nick 心里明白 Daisy 是根本就不可能和 Gatsby 走的，但是他知道即使这个时候自己讲出真相， Gatsby 也不会相信的。
At Gatsby's mansion, he tells Nick the entire story of his way towards wealth.
It was also that night that I became aware of Gatsby's extraordinary gift for heartA gift that I have never found in any other person, and which it is not likely I shall ever find again.
Gatsby 给 Nick 讲了自己的故事，以及当初和 Daisy 如何相爱的过程。Nick 好奇地问，当初 Gatsby 给 Daisy 写的信里究竟说了什么？ Gatsby 说，他要 Daisy 等他。
What was in the letter?
It the reason why after the war I wasn't able to return. I asked her to wait until I made something of myself, but she was... See, I felt married to her. That was all.
It was all for her. The house, the parties, everything.
直到第二天早上， Gatsby 都在等 Daisy 的电话。
In the morning, Nick leaves for work, while Gatsby decides to go for a swim, before his pool is drained for the season.
I have to go, Jay. I have to work.
I understand. I'll walk you out.
Well, I'll call you up.
Please do, old sport. Please do. I suppose that Davey will call too.
I suppose.
Yes.
Well, goodbye. They're a rotten crowd. They're worth the whole damn bunch put together.
I was always glad I said that. It was the only compliment I ever paid him.
旭日初升， Nick 离开 Gatsby 的家，走向自己的住处。这时他突然回过头叫住 Gatsby。They are a rotten crowd. 他们都是腐朽之辈。You are worth the whole damn bunch put together. 你比他们所有人加起来都要强。多年之后的现在， Nick 回忆起这一幕的时候，仍然感到非常的欣慰。I was always glad I said that. 我一直都很高兴我当时那样说了。It was the only compliment I ever paid him. 那是我给过 Gatsby 唯一的赞扬。
而就在这天早上，身在华尔街的 Nick 心神不宁，等待着 Gatsby 的消息。而另外一边， Gatsby 在游泳池被放水之前最后一次去游了泳。
While swimming, he hears the phone ring and believes it to be Daisy. He climbs out of the pool while his butler answers the call.
Gatsby 微笑地看着海湾对面 Daisy 的家，却在这个时候被人从背后开枪打中了。
He's abruptly shot and killed by George, husband of Tom's mistress Myrtle.Who then turns the gun on himself.
Hello? Hello?
打来电话的呢，其实并不是 Daisy， 而是 Nick.
It is revealed that it is Nick on the phone, who stays on the line long enough to hear the two gunshots.
Hello? 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 Is everything all right?
I remember the rest of that day as an endless drill of police and photographers and tabloid reporters. The headlines were a nightmare. They pinned everything on Gatsby. The affair with Myrtle. The hit and run. Everything. And there was nothing I could say except the one unutterable fact that none of it was true.
不得不说呢， Gatsby 的死似乎解决了一切的问题，也让我们看出了当时的人情冷暖。
对于人们所做的一切， Nick 既愤恨又无能为力。 They pin everything on Gatsby， 他们把一切事都推到 Gatsby 的身上。我们来讲一下 pin on。 pin 就是 P-I-N 别针的意思， pin on 的意思本意是用别针别上，接着引申为嫁祸。那么大家都把什么嫁祸给了 Gatsby 呢？ The affair with Myrtle， The hit and run， Everything和 Myrtle 的婚外情，撞人逃逸，所有的一切。 And there was nothing I could say， 而我却什么都说不了。 Except the one unutterable fact that none of it was true， 除了这样一个难以言说的事实，那就是所有的指控都不是真的。我们再来讲一下这个词，叫做 unutterable。 这个词的构词法很有趣啊，它有三个部分组成。第一个部分 un 就是一个表示否定的前缀，下面一个词 utterUTTER 是张嘴说的意思，后面一个后缀 ABLE able 就是具有什么什么的能力的意思。那么 unutterable 就是 无法张口说出的。
当然了，最让人寒心的还是 Daisy。 那个在葬礼前呢给 Daisy 打了电话，他却没有接，而且管家说呢 Daisy 全家都已经离开了纽约。
The funeral is attended only by reporters and photographers who Nick angrily chases out。
Daisy 和 Tom 的冷漠让 Nick 十分的愤怒，但是他也无能为力。
The media accuses Gatsby of being the lover and eventual murderer of Myrtle, leaving Nick as the only one who knows truth.Discuss it with both the city and its people. He wants to leave New York.
I rang. I wrote. I implored. But not a single one of the sparkling hundreds that enjoyed his hospitality attended the funeral. And from Daisy, not even a flower. I was all he had. The only one who cared. After Gatsby's death,New York was haunted for me. That city. My once golden, shimmering mirage now made me sick.
对这个光怪陆离的大都市 ,Nick 已经无比的厌倦了。After Gatsby's death, New York was haunted for me. Gatsby 死后，纽约在我的心中就这样鬼影重重。Haunted 这个词来讲一下 ,H-A-U-N-T-E-D,就是有鬼光顾的意思。那么 haunt 这个词原本的意思是动词鬼魂游荡，我们经常说鬼屋就是 a haunted house。
那么纽约呢是如此繁华的一个大都市，为什么现在在 Nick 看来是鬼影重重呢？因为他觉得虽然这里很热闹，虽然有很多的人，但是没有一个人真的有人情味，他们不过都是冷漠的行尸走肉。
My once golden shimmering mirage now made me sick。 这个城市，这个我曾经追逐黄金梦的海市蜃楼，如今却让我厌恶。我们来看看这个词 Mirage, M-I-R-A-G-E, 意思是海市蜃楼，幻影。
在离开纽约的前一晚， Nick 又去了 Gatsby 的家，那里早就已经失去了往昔的热闹和辉煌，变得凄凉和荒芜。
He takes a final walk through Gatsby's deserted mansion, standing out on the dock for the last time.
站在码头上， Nick 似乎又看到了 Gatsby 的背影，他远远地望着对岸 Daisy 家的码头，对未来充满了热情和希望。
Back in the sanatorium, he finishes his memoir, entitles it The Great Gatsby.
And as I stood there brooding on the old unknown world, I thought of Gatsby's wonder when he first picked out the green light at the end of Daisy's dockHe had come such a long way, and his dream must have seemed so close that he could hardly fail to grasp it. But he did not know that it was already behind him. Gatsby believed in the green light, the orgastic future that year by year recedes before us. It eluded us then, but that's no matter.Tomorrow we will run faster, stretch out our arms farther, and one fine morning, so we beat on, boats against the current, borne back, ceaselessly, into the past.
电影的最后这一个段落呢，也是原著小说的结尾。站在 Gatsby 家的码头上，望着对面 Daisy 家码头上的绿光， Nick 思绪万千。
Gatsby believes in the green light, the orgastic future that year by year recedes. Gatsby 信奉这盏绿灯，这个一年年在我们眼前渐渐远去的极乐的未来。 It eluded us then, but that's no matter. 我们从前追求时曾经扑过空，不过那没有关系。我们来讲一下这个词，叫做 elude, E-L-U-D-E, 意思是逃避、躲开。我们来造一个句子， The future that he searched for always eluded him. 他所追求的未来总是离他而去。 Tomorrow we will run faster. 明天我们将跑得更快一些。 Stretch out our arms farther. 把胳膊伸得更远一点。 And one fine morning. 总有一天的早上。这句话呢 Nick 没有说完，我们可以想象他的意思是，只要我们不停止追求，总有一天我们可以到达希望的彼岸。
那接下来的几句话呢，不仅是原著小说的结尾，也是刻在小说的作者菲斯杰拉德和他的妻子墓地上的他们的墓志铭。
So we beat on， 就这样，我们奋力前滑 ，boats against the current， 逆水行舟 ，borne back ceaselessly into the past， 而浪潮却不停地将我们推回到过去。我们讲一下这个词叫做 borne， b o r n e， 这个词其实是 bear， b e a r 这个词的过去分词。bear 做名词的时候呢，有这个大家都知道的熊的意思。那么作为动词的时候呢，可以表示生育，也可以表示承载。而这里的意思是推回去 ，push against。例如 ，the crowd was borne back by the police， 人群被警察推了回去。那小说的这最后两句话究竟说的是什么意思呢 ？Shall we beat on？Boats against current, borne back ceaselessly into the past. 也许这个墓志铭是在比喻人们无可奈何地生活在过去与未来之间，想要奋力向前，却在有意无意中纠缠在过去而不可自拔。
And as I stood there brooding on the old, unknown world, I thought of Gatsby's wonder when he first picked out the green light at the end of Daisy's dock.He had come such a long way, and his dream must have seemed so close that he could hardly fail to grasp it. But he did not know that it was already behind him. Gatsby believed in the green light, the orgastic future that year by year recedes before us. It eluded us then, but that's no matter. Tomorrow we will run faster.Stretch out our arms farther, and one fine morning, so we beat on, boats against the current, borne back, ceaselessly, into the past.
那这就是三天来我们和大家分享的这部电影《了不起的盖茨比》，它是改编自1925年的同名小说。说起来呢，当年这部小说推出的时候，其实反响是比较一般的，销量也并不高。但是在二战期间，这本小说重新受到了公众的欢迎，并且被后世称为20世纪最伟大的英文小说之一。
The Great Gatsby is widely considered to be a literary classic and a contender for the title Great American Novel.The book is consistently ranked among the greatest works of American literature.
这部小说曾经被多次搬上了大荧幕，最早呢是在1926年，也就是小说出版的第二年，奥斯卡影帝沃纳·巴克斯特就出演了默片《了不起的盖茨比》。遗憾的是呢，那部影片已经失传了，仅留下了不超过2分钟的预告片花。1949年的时候，阿兰·兰德和雪莉·温特斯主演的版本是现存最早的《了不起的盖茨比》，但是那部影片的票房和口碑都很失败。迄今最著名的改编版本呢，是拍摄于1974年的《了不起的盖茨比》，影片由罗伯特·雷德福和米亚·法罗两位当年最红的演员主演，法兰西斯·福特·科波拉担任编剧。
The film was praised for its interpretation and faithfulness to the novel, but was criticized for lacking any true emotion or feelings towards the Jazz Age.
尽管如此呢，本片还是收获了最佳服装设计和最佳电影音乐两项奥斯卡奖和金球奖最佳女配角奖。此后呢，在2000年还曾经有过一部电视电影《了不起的盖茨比》，但是反响平平。至于这部2013年版的《了不起的盖茨比》，被制作成了 3D 版本，颜色和画面都是非常的精美，而且演员阵容也堪称豪华。
This present film, The Great Gatsby, received mixed reviews from critics.The granddaughter of Fitzgerald praised the style and music of the film. As of August 20, 2013, The Great Gatsby has earned a worldwide total of $331 million.
那这一部2013年版的 3D 电影《了不起的盖茨比》目前已经在国内正式的上映了。如果感兴趣的朋友，也欢迎大家到电影院里去支持一下。Alright, that's all for today. 如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video, 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am7sanford.com. I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
And everyone, I really enjoy the time we spent together talking about The Great Gatsby. This is Vincent. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in the future.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台 Going for Gold
主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界，没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够，英语 PK 台一起学起来。你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，您可以通过网站 www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
14 hours.